Others should rule the world.
Yeah, rock and roll.
But I don't really mean that when I say mothers, I don't mean women. Okay? I mean that maternal within us. That maternal that lives within all of us. And I think that sometimes this teaching, I think sometimes for some of the men in this teaching that it's too soft and too mushy. And yet, touching that place inside, even for the men who are willing and able to touch that place inside, is really critical in the world today. So I'm out there, and I've been moving. I sold my home, looking for a place to live. So I'm currently engaging individuals totally outside the world of us for the first time in a while. It's interesting. Some people are not kind. I have discovered, shockingly, I'm used to us. I'm used to people who tell truth. I'm used to people who are authentic. I'm used to people who go direct. I'm used to that. So now all of a sudden I'm out in the other world. I'm out in the world, which is the very normal world, okay? I'm out in that world, and I'm engaging people and having to call upon all sorts of places inside of me to be able to function and deal. Interesting. So what happened was I was engaging a woman, and I must admit, I didn't do so well. I found that we were in the middle of an inquiry for a purpose, without giving you the whole story, and I found her inquiry offensive. And acted as such. My whole arrogant Jersey attitude came up. I did. I took it personally, and I was pissed off. And I hung up the phone and went, oh my God, I just let this person design me. I just gave this person license for me to show up, not even as I believe I am, but I just resorted to the least of me. I resorted to those other old habits, you know, the less of me. So I spoke to Neil, my fiancé. From now on, you'll know who that is. So I spoke to Neil, and I'm chatting about it. I'm like, I got to call her back. I got to clean this up. I've got to clean this up. This was, first of all, this is not who I am. This is not who I choose to be. And I'm not giving anyone license to design me. No matter what they say, no matter what was going on. So I called her back, and I did. And I said, listen, I have to apologize. We got off on the wrong foot. This is not even who I am. This is not who I am in the world. And began to chat with her a little bit about what, you know, what nuts. I mean, I didn't get into the kind of stuff I would get into with you, but I explained a little bit about who I am and what I was reacting to. Now, do I think she really understood? I don't know. I don't really care. What I care about is that I cleaned up my side of it. And someone's only going to hear or not hear me to the degree that they're able to hear anyway. Because you can be as honest, loving, amazing, magnificent, authentic person as you want to be. But if you're talking to a wall, you're talking to a wall. You know, there's only so much you could do. Our job as individuals in the world is to take care of the part that we put out in the world. So I felt really good when I got off that conversation or, you know, came away from that conversation and I felt then complete. I felt I had done the work that I needed to do. So what I see as I'm out there more and more is I believe that we are being called to be that higher level person more often. And so when I say that mothers should rule the world, what I mean is that anybody here, now there's mothers in the room that are mothers by birth and there are mothers by adoption, okay? Either one, it would be a rare moment for any of us to willingly sacrifice our children, male or female, to war. It would be a rare thing for us to say, yeah, let's fix this conflict with guns and bombs and, you know, violence. But I also believe that that same desire of who that of that person lives inside of our awake men. I'm not saying that women would do that and men wouldn't. I'm not, or that men are only the ones who make those decisions and that women are only the ones who make the decisions to keep our children safe. But that maternal, loving, awake, vibrant thing within us, that co-creative part of us, the one that gives birth, that just that softer side that lives in both of us. Inside of each of us is the anima and the animus. Both exist. I have a lot of male in me. You can see that when I get feisty. I like that in me. I like that. You all have both. And yet we get to decide which we connect with when we are engaging the world. And so as I'm out there and I'm speaking to people more often, it's really clear. Our kindness, our compassion, our tenderness, our cleaner conversation, we are needed. We are needed, folks. Because if we always do what's expected publicly, collectively, nothing will ever change. Ever. So I want to tell you another story. This was a friend of mine. He in his job, he was at his job the other day when this couple pulled up in a car and they had a photograph of this woman's son. And they said, I know that my son was in here the other day. Do you recognize this picture? He is missing. Evidently, he had been on antidepressants and wasn't doing well. And they knew he went shopping in this particular area, and suddenly he was gone. One of the salespeople recognized him. The others did not. Only to find out a day later that this man, that they found his car in a park, and then when they went to further look, they found him hanging from a tree. He had committed suicide. Now, I say that to you because you and I, those of you I haven't only met today, even for the first time, you might be the only person that speaks to that one person that needs to be spoken to on that day. Do you understand? This is a very important point. Someone needs us to love them, and you don't know who it is. So we have to treat everybody like we are the last people in the world. We must do that. Now, does someone have a right to take their own lives philosophically? I say yes. I don't have a philosophical, spiritual thing against that. However, it may be that he didn't know he had a choice. It might have been he didn't feel like he had a lifeline, and yet there was his family hunting for him immediately. So that place inside of us, that place of love, that place of compassion, that place of consciousness is something for us to cultivate. So I'm looking through some old pictures, and what happened was, I guess there were some old, because I'm packing, so I'm looking at some scrapbooking pictures I had put aside. And many years ago when I was first teaching, I had taken one of my classes, my Emerson classes, and we went up to my favorite state park and we picnicked by the side of the stream and read Emerson and meditated and we did this wonderful process. And the people, I mean, it was a really cool thing. And one of the pictures I came upon was my son when he was little. And I don't know, he was, how old were you in that photo? Six, maybe, probably like six. And he's surrounded by the people of my class, and they were loving on him, and he had this look on his face like, oh, yes, it's good, right? just, he was like soaking up the vibes like you can't believe. We each need that. We each need that. I don't care how corny you think it is. I don't care how macho you are. You need it. I need it. And we need to give it and receive it. We need to be that one. So today for our mothers, and I know I have music to go with this, right? I have music? Yes? Okay, so I'm going to need you soon. So I am going to provide a ritual for you today to give you that experience. So here's the thing, though. Would mothers, adopted or not, mothers of the room, please raise your hand. And stepmoms. Okay. So for the rest of you, I have an assignment for the moms. You listening? Here's your task. You must receive. Your job with this ritual is to receive. How much are you going to receive? All. How much are you worthy of receiving? All. Is there a limit to what you're able to receive?
No.
Yeah. You know what the limit is? What you don't accept. When you judge yourself and you think yourself not worthy. When for some reason you think you haven't done the job right. But I promise you, you are not your limitations. So the moms in the world, your charge is to receive, 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 allow, and accept. Okay. Okay.